My friends, we are certainly hearing about a great number of natural disasters from the sad effects, tragic effects of Hurricane Harvey, followed by Hurricane Irma. As we speak, Hurricane Maria is devastating the island of Puerto Rico. We have a Hurricane Jose and Hurricane Katia. We've just experienced a earthquake in Mexico that has hundreds buried alive. And so, why does God permit these things? God permits them precisely in using nature to return us back to Him. There's always something about suffering that brings us to priorities. And our Lord allows these events and can even cause them in given cases, we know from the book of Revelations, for the conversion and ultimate salvation of His people. I want to make a reference to a prayer specific for natural disaster. This is the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. This was revealed directly by Our Lady on February 11, 1951, through her church-approved apparitions in Amsterdam. She says in this prayer that we have to call upon Jesus to send the Holy Spirit to enter the hearts of nations to preserve degeneration, natural disaster, and war. So I want to read you the prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of all nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Notice, my friends, that we're asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations to prevent three of the biggest headlines we have today in our world media. First of all, moral degeneration, family breakdown, abortion, euthanasia, etc. Secondly, natural disaster. I always recall that the former president of the Philippines sent a petition, a particular letter through the Vatican ambassador from the Philippines to Pope Benedict XVI, asking for the proclamation of the dogma of Mary's co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. And based on this prayer, the president also mentioned to protect the Philippine people from natural disaster. And of course, it was not done. And some 6 to 9 months later, the Philippines had that devastating tsunami where thousands upon 10,000s were lost. And it just reminds us that indeed Our Lady can intercede to prevent or mitigate these events, as well as the Fatima message, where things like war and natural disaster are really ultimately the result of human sin. And so I encourage you to pray this prayer, the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. It is also the prayer that will prepare the world for the proclamation by the Holy Father of Our Lady as the spiritual mother of all humanity, under her three titles of co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. We'll send you this prayer free. When Our Lady revealed the prayer on February 11th, 1951, she said, "Whoever or whatever you are, I ask you to pray this prayer daily, especially before the cross when possible." So I encourage you during this time of what appears to be a greater influx of natural disaster to get a hold of this prayer, to pray this prayer, not only for family and local protection, but for the mitigation of natural disasters throughout the world. You can get this prayer by contacting us. You can call us at 740-937-2277, 740-937-2277. Leave your name and address, how many prayer cards you want. We will send them to you without any cost. Or you can email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com, mary@motherofallpeoples.com. Same thing, leave your name and address, how many prayer cards you want, and you should get them somewhere between 1 and 2 weeks. There's no charge, there's no agenda. It's simply getting this prayer, which Our Lady specifies, is particularly powerful in mitigating or preventing natural disaster, as well as war and degeneration in our time. So let's do our part to allow Our Lady to bring safety, peace, and purity, and a proper understanding of the human person and the dignity of the human person to our world through her most powerful intercession. Thank you. God bless.